You know, I wasn't really sure what to think about this thing, but we done started it now, so friends.
Y'all got any topics on the top of your mind?
Ooh.
On the front cortex of your brain?
I know you got some.
Juan's always got something. What you got for me?
Let's start a little family friendly though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, okay.
It's always family friendly.
Yeah, it's always family friendly.
Like,
yeah,
how controversial do we want? That's what I'm
saying. I wouldn't say this is controversial. This is just fun and games.
Yeah.
Today I was at the gym with Samuel. I didn't have my kid. For those that didn't know, there's a guy that I work with, 16-year-old kid, taking him to the gym with me. He's the chosen one.
Oh, the little scrawny one?
Yeah. You got to start somewhere, man. 1,600 pounds, getting him right. But he wasn't there with us today. He had work. So I was talking to Sam. And I remember about a debate that we had years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How many fifth graders do you think you can take on in a fight?
Yeah.
At the same time, but in rounds. So let's say round one, you got one.
So like waves.
Yeah, exactly. Waves. So round two, my fault. One wave, two, we two, three, three, five, five, six.
Sure.
And let's say you're in a basketball court, enclosed basketball court, nothing there, no weapons, no nothing.
Yeah.
For the kids to win, they need to pin you down for 15 seconds.
How do you eliminate a kid?
Full on knockout.
Knockout. Oh, wow.
Does knockout take them out for the rest of the wave,
yeah,
or do they come back?
Rest of the wave. Like, once they're unconscious, they're done.
Is there basketball rims in this room? Like, is it a basketball court, just no weapons?
Yeah, basketball court.
So you still got hoops.
Yeah, backboard, rim, whatever, net.
What, are you going to throw them up there? They're not a basketball.
Swish!
You start shooting kids?
I hit the Steph Curry cross court. That is true.
They
are some fifth graders that are like 5 foot. That's crazy.
I was like,
there's fifth graders that are 5 foot out there somewhere.
Shoot. I was actually in my head, I meant to say kindergartens. But we can do fifth graders. Fuck it. Yeah, fifth graders.
Oh.
Because kindergartners would be a lot more because you can just kick them in the head and their skulls are still squishy. So it's just.
Yeah. All
right. Let me look at the average size of a fifth grader.
The average size. My idea is, all right, I'm going to get on top of the hoop.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to come get to me.
Then you won't get past round one.
This ain't COD Zombies, bro. You got to eliminate them to action. You can't just...
You just can't leave the one crawling around in the last round?
We ain't got no ranged weapons here, okay? You can't do that. That'd be cool. All right,
for fun, we're going to switch it to kindergartners because...
Okay.
Fifth graders, they're on average 4'7", 4'8", 3" if they're girls, 4'7", if they're boys.
Is that fifth graders?
That's fifth graders. That's just not as exciting as I wanted it to be. Realistically speaking, I can get like wave 8 before I get exhausted and just lose. Because a big chunk is going to come.
Yeah, you're going to get a big boy.
The D1 commit and come.
Baby Gronk. Baby Gronk's coming through that door.
Baby
Gronk. While Juan looks up those statistics.
Kid Karn boy. Oh, I did
something. Yeah, you're probably going to get flagged.
Yeah, you're never getting flagged for your.
Yeah. Hey, the police are already on the way, bro. You better watch out.
Boop, boop.
4-year-old weighs about 40 pounds and is 40 inches tall. 4 to 5 years.
A kindergartner?
So what is that? Mm-hmm. 3'4"? Okay.
So sub 4 foot, 60 pounds and less.
Yeah.
Because even a big chunk is kindergartner.
The thing isn't necessarily the size of the kindergartner, so it's the intelligence.
What do you mean?
A kindergartner doesn't have the same thinking as a fifth grader.
Yeah. That's why this is interesting.
I know.
I'm getting, like, okay, let me, okay.
I mean, there's more layers to it than just, oh, they're 5 foot, I can handle 2 5-footers every, you know, several seconds.
No, so they're not even 5 foot, they're like sub 4 foot.
And I'll be saying there's different levels to it.
All right, well, let me say this, and then y'all can elaborate and talk about your things. I think I can get to wave 30 easy. Easy.
Really?
Easy. No question. No question.
Yeah. 30.
Easy. I feel like I can get to like close to 50.
I was gonna say 45.
Like I think I can get to 50 pretty casual. I think that's when fatigue will start being more of a factor rather than.
You also gotta think about how fragile kindergartners are. 25.
I'm just kind
of
fat.
But it's how kindergartners are so fragile. Like it doesn't take that's a lot true. To knock them that out.
I can grab one of these kids by their ankles.
That's true.
And you just fling him. He's gonna hit his head on something and it's gonna knock him out.
Not even that. I'll stop smacking him with the other kindergarten.
That alone, his head hitting the other kid, that's gonna knock him out too.
Exactly.
I can do that for at least 20 rounds.
Okay. I can see that.
But I think it's before you get like physically tired and you're just like.
That's what I'm saying. That's my biggest drawback, for sure. Would be just fatiguing early.
I can go all day.
But I feel like if they bite me and shit and bite my ankles.
Yeah.
I got two jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to bite me. That's just going to like give me more energy. Like, fuck out of here, kid.
That's fair. I can't believe that. I think 25 is low, though.
Yeah.
I think you get to 30.
Now I'm thinking about it. It feels a little low. Yeah, maybe if I take, like, maybe if I have some drinks beforehand or something, they'll be done for.
Scoop of pre? Is that right?
I don't have that. But to be fair, if I did have it, they'd be done for still.
Sorry, you're right.
Yeah, that's a good topic.
Yeah, good job, Juan. Great topic.
Sorry. Gym conversations, my apologies.
Yeah.
You think about all types of crazy
stuff. So, let's do benching 225. Is that impressive? What do y'all think? I feel like this is a good subject. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Benching 220, is it because I don't go to the gym? Y'all are winning my non-gym taker advice?
Yeah, because I was like, I'm
Because, this you know, it's not like as commonplace for, you know, you to always be in the gym, so you don't always see it as often.
That's fair.
But
impressive in what way? Impressive just like the ability to do it, or
it should that be like considered like somewhat standard, above standard?
Okay,
or is that like, wow, that guy is really strong, or is like, there's no way I'll ever be that strong, or something?
Well, here's that. So I saw a video of a guy No, we're talking about bench press, not deadlift. Never mind.
Hmm.
I saw a guy deadlift 555 today, like on TikTok or something.
Sure.
I was like, that's insane. Bench, I think 225 is slightly above standard.
Okay.
But you want to see it go wild?
I mean, it would be like an acknowledgement, like, because not everybody can bench 225.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. But it's still. It just depends on, like, the location for me. Like, if you're in L.A., like, benching 225 in, like, a big L.A. gym, it's probably more normal than it is in a gym like Cookeville. Like, you're not going to see people just rocking 225 every day.
You go to, like, an influencer gym or something like that?
Yeah. So, I think it just depends on where you're at. So, I think it's just slightly above standard.
Yeah.
But I can only go off, like, my limited experience in the gym because...
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm going to be fat and happy, bitches.
That's right. Okay. You know the numbers, Juan. What's the number? What percentage of gym goers can actually do that sort of stuff? Or you could even do general population.
So I'm going to do general population.
Yeah.
I want to say I looked it up prior because I've had this conversation at the gym before. Let me Google it real quick.
So when I first started in gym, I was, about 140. I weighed about 140, and my max was 95 pounds. So, back in that day, I'd been like, man, what's he doing that I'm not doing correct? What makes him?
But
so
now you're up there.
So I was like, wow, like that's crazy. You're so above what I thought was normal. So I was super impressed. And then I didn't hit 225 until about what? 3 years since my living journey, just about three.
I think that's the other thing is the perspective.
Exactly. That's a good point.
Like where you're at in your progression.
Because now it's like, since I can do it, I'm like, man, y'all just really weak for not being able to do this. That's true. I'm joking. But but if you're like, I guess it's kind of like, I want you to be able to hit. So that's why I think that way. It's like, you should be up to my standard.
Okay, so it's like from your perspective.
Exactly. He hit it right on the nose. I had this debate right at the gym with Sam and Ethan.
Yep.
I understand that my like point of view is a little biased, because I think once I do something, that is normal. I don't think I'm advanced. I don't think I have an advantage. I don't think I'm an expert. I don't think I'm anything yet. I don't think I'm above anyone in anything category.
Right.
If I've done it, you should be able to do it. Mm-hmm. I am the average. 225 for me is I can sets, reps, whatever. Like, it's no problem. I think 25 is normal. Now, when I look at the numbers, I just Googled it.
Yeah, what we got?
It disagrees.
Okay.
Mm. But I think...
I Googled it as well.
Yeah, I think they did a very good job of bringing up that like, when you do population-based gym goers, it's a lot more normal than it is the average Joe walking around.
Yeah, you have to think of it not just, like, what you see, but, like, everywhere.
Right.
Like, do you normally have, like, Jack, dude, how many... bodybuilder competitions there are like every single day across the world.
Yeah.
Like the majority, I'd say probably 90% of those people should be benching 225.
Yeah.
If you're doing that type of competition.
Right. Unless they're like, you know, doing like a super light bodybuilder competition or something like that.
Yeah. But you can say there's one a day and there's like 20 people guaranteed that will do it.
Yeah.
All right. So these are the numbers. Less than 1% of the population can bench press 225.
Mm-hmm.
The odds are, for female standards.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why I think it's female standards, but I'm saying anyway. 1 in 100,000 people can bench press female standards.
What's male? Damn. Yeah. 100,000? That's crazy.
Let's click the link one second.
Wow. All
right, male standards.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm seeing a stat right now that says the average bench press for a man is 220 and 104 for a woman.
So right here,
average for a man is
220. According to strength log.
Is that for gym goers, or is that the
that's in population in general?
No way.
It's like
let me dig into it.
Yeah, please dig into that. Damn, I
should. Okay, it's of 24,000 people.
Oh, okay. That's a pretty small size.
This one's on powerlifting navigation.com or some shit. But it says 1 in 20 men, well, no, 1 in 40 men can bench 225.
1 in 40, okay.
1 in 100 can bench press 300 line reps. 1 in 10,000 can bench 400. That's cap, bro.
Wow.
1 in 40 can deadlift 405. I can get behind that one.
Really?
Yeah. 1 in 40? I feel like once you start deadlifting...
Is that general population or is that gym goers?
I'm assuming it has to be gym goers because there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
There's no fucking... You mean it's only 1 in 40 guys?
There's no way that... Yeah, if we were to go down to good old 10, go over to Tech over there, and go pick out 40 guys from the dorm, I doubt 1 in 40... deadlift 405. There's just no way. If we were to just pick them out from the dorm randomly, or if we were to walk downtown, there's no way.
Yeah, I think this is for gym goers.
Okay.
Yeah, because like when it says 1 in 15, this means that 1 out of 15 people of the population will hit some point these numbers in the gym.
Okay.
So it's like, I guess if you're a gym goer.
Yes.
But anyway, going back to the original one that we looked at, the 1% of the overall population, that's insane.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's why I like. Have you seen the guys on TikTok that they go out in like public spaces with, like bench press?
Yeah.
And he's like, offers people like cash, like $10, like for every like 20, whatever the
every
rate is.
Like,
yeah.
For every pound that you can lift, I'll give you $1 or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. I like seeing those because it shows you like gym goers and just like average people.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you like the take of like, okay, I can tell this guy goes to the gym.
Right.
This is easy. For him versus the average.
I've been seeing this one dude. Doesn't look to be that big. Dude looks my size, probably a little bit shorter. He's definitely a lot more shredded and leaner.
Yeah.
But he just goes into the gym, not even to like random places. He just goes into the gym, hoodie, pants, whatever, headphones, walks up to random people and go, I'll let you pick
any
lift that you want.
I've seen that.
I bet you $100 I can beat you at that lift.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy. Like, and he picks people that are super tall compared to him, or like big body people that are like, all right, Mass moves Mass. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty cool because, like, he's won almost every single one I've seen.
Yeah. That, he is a sleeper build for sure, though. Yeah, like, no, exactly. You would not expect this guy to move this much weight.
Yeah.
Shout out whatever his name is. But his videos were entertaining for sure.
I like that guy.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Interesting.
Well, 225 wise, I think I already kind of gave my spiel.
Yeah, I think it's, like I said, just slightly above average.
Yeah.
Nah, I think it's impressive. Yeah. I don't get impressed.
Okay.
But I think it should be
impressive. It should be impressive to
People who can't lift that.
Population. Yeah.
But,
I think that makes it slightly above average. If you in your head are thinking you should be benching 225, that should be like the minimum level to be good, like decent. And that's what average is.
Yeah.
So that's what you're saying. So you're putting it at average. Because, that's how I'm interpreting it.
Because of my progress.
Right.
I know, but I don't think it should. I'm saying it's average overall. That's what I'm saying. It's slightly above average.
I wouldn't even say slightly above.
Yeah.
Like, me removing my bias from my strength, my journey, I don't think the average Joe knows how much 225 is.
Yeah.
No, they don't. But there's also a large gym population out there that does.
Yeah, but the gym population compared to the average Joe is not the...
Yeah.
We're not talking about, like, a significant... Like, people... I think going to the gym is more common now, but I don't think it's, like... We're still not 5% of the population, I don't think.
It's probably more than 5%.
You think more than 5%?
Here, look this up, Nick. The percentage of the population that goes to the gym and weightlifts.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Perfect. What is it?
But is this like worldwide or is it just like U.S.?
U.S., yeah.
Because I feel like U.S. is different.
No, this is worldwide.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
So
this is in regards to membership. People who have memberships.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. And I'll look at the statistics.
It's super low.
It's super low.
2.4% of the population has a membership.
That's it?
Which comes out to roughly 184.5 million.
Which is crazy.
Oh, of the world.
Because I got three of them bitches. I got three of them
three bitches. Three statistics. You're not 23. That's crazy.
And like, if you look up like Planet Fitness, I want to say it's like most of their people don't even go to the gym. Mm-hmm. They just like let it run because it's so cheap.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Man, I'd go every whatever day and get my free pizza.
Yeah, one in four Americans frequent a gym or fitness center.
How many?
1 in 4.
Okay, so
and that's percent. Turns in America.
Okay, so like, see, it's a lot higher percentage in America.
That's pretty good. Good job, guys.
Which was a 27% increase from the year before.
Wow,
27. This was 2019 statistics. So 2018, it went up from 2018 to 19 by 27%. I think strictly because of COVID, people like just started like doing stuff in the house, just like. Regular like
19.
I 19 is when the statistic increased. I'm saying it would have gone up even more because of COVID after 2019, which was the year after 2020.
Okay.
Everybody like started doing like home workouts to stay fit, and then now everybody goes to the gym.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody does some sort of fitness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of the gym, all right. This one might be a little debatable. Sometimes some people might get intimidated, okay. But do like overly muscular women, do they like, is that kind of like a turn off for y'all? What do y'all think?
Like, are you like intimidated by that?
I'm not intimidated as much as the fact like, you know, you kind of be looking like a man, no lie. It depends, you know, where a lot of the muscle is, you know. Some girls have, you know, better genetics when it comes to being able to build their chest and their shoulders and stuff like that, and then anything above that's just gear for sure. But you know, what do y'all think? Is that a turn off for y'all?
I don't really think so.
But what happens if it's a girl your height but like double wide, like muscle, like she gonna crush you if you disrespect her. She gonna slap you around. You're gonna be doing the dishes. What do you think? Would that not intimidate you a little bit?
I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. Probably that specific situation would be, yeah.
She could literally clobber you into doing the dishes. Like, it's that simple. Yeah. What'd you think, Juan? What you got?
I mean, I think now, because, like, the gym is, like, a lifestyle for me now.
Nice.
Yeah, slight flex. Now, I mean, I feel like a gym girl is almost like a necessity. It's almost like I seek that.
Okay.
But when it comes to, like, pure muscle mommies, I feel like the ones, in order for me to no longer find them attractive,
okay,
they have to have bolder shoulders. They have to have huge bicep sure. veins. And, like, but I feel like to get to that point, you're on gear. That's not a natural
exactly.
female.
Exactly. That's a good point.
So it's like, I've seen girls that are natural, and they're like units, like actual units.
Yeah.
Like,
all right. I have a picture of a female that you're describing.
Okay.
Okay.
She's a professional wrestler, but.
Okay. Let's see.
Great. She's like, her name's Rhea Ripley. She's some like female wrestler.
Okay.
But she is like yoked. She's like six. She's like
6'2",
6'3".
She doesn't look enhanced. Like, she doesn't look like she's on the roids or nothing.
But is that the type of person you're talking that you get intimidated by? Are you talking larger than that?
I want to get intimidated by her.
Yeah, not intimidated. Just like, is it a turn off? You know what I'm saying?
I just don't find her attractive. Pig.
I yeah.
But I don't think it's a deal.
You said she's 6'3"?
She's yeah. tall as fuck.
Damn. Yeah, I'll pass. But like,
just my type.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to
turn off to an extent. She's just a little. Well, I mean, obviously she's 6'3". That's.
I think
she's
6'3".
Tall compared to me. A good amount for sure. So.
This is a random. I just literally searched buff woman.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I lied.
This is a picture that has a link to at Jack Woman of the Day Twitter. but this, like, you see this. This is for me. That's just a muscle mommy. No,
I'm
crazy. Yeah, exactly. She has muscle. She has definition, but it's like.
Okay.
She's just a gym goer. It's like she's committed. But let me see.
Yeah.
Let me show you a picture of like what I'm talking about. Where I'm like, dude, I am good. But this isn't natural.
She's 5'9", not 6'3".
Oh, 5'9"?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll consider a little bit more, but still. That person's on gear.
That's what I said. This is no longer natural.
Yeah, that's enhanced for sure.
Oh yeah.
Like your shoulders can't be bigger than mine.
Right. For those that don't see the picture, just imagine a girl that looks like a guy vascularity wise and also has shoulders probably bigger than
like bolder shoulders, like
yeah.
straight up like you can see the round, like that's a tennis ball right there. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I couldn't do that, but that's like, I know that's when you're no longer natural.
Right. Yeah, that's a, I don't know. It depends. It depends. That's the problem. How much muscle they got. That's the problem. Because it's like you said, if they're enhanced, they're the same way. If they're like that lean, that
yeah.
you might as well just be dating a man. But that's a joke. Halfway. But like, damn.
Yeah, that's fair.
But like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Thanks. Yeah, that's
so like, my answer. Muscle mommy, for sure.
Yeah.
Hit my DMs.
Yeah.
I respond
sure.
sometimes,
yeah.
once a week.
I'll be waiting.
You're on gear. Get the fuck off my phone.
Yeah.
You're blocked. You're blocked. You're canceled.
You got
it. Here. No chance.
You got
it. No chance.
That's funny.
You don't hit the gym. No chance.
Really? So I've heard you mention this a couple times.
No chance.
What makes you so attracted to a woman that goes to the gym? Or why do you think you need a woman that goes to the gym?
He likes
lifestyle.
To be tied down, buddy.
Lifestyle.
See what?
It's lifestyle.
Oh, likes to be tied down. Yeah.
Pause.
Me too, but like.
Whoa.
Nah, but it's just lifestyle, man. Like, for example, if you're a homebody, and I don't think you could date someone that's like outside every day. Like, I mean, I'm sure you could make it happen, but like, it's not ideal. I feel like it provokes
yeah,
problems.
That's what
you're like, if going to the gym for 2 hours, hour and a half, whatever, is
sure.
my daily routine.
Yeah.
Like 5-6 days out of the week.
Yeah.
And I'm sure like you go to the gym, you know, like that hour and a half, 2 hour routine in the gym.
Yeah.
Takes up 3 hours of your day, 3.5 hours sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a longer sesh.
It does.
You incorporate work. I either have to wake up at the crack of dawn,
mm-hmm.
4 a.m. to get my session, get ready for work, then come back home. Now I'm tired. I got to be in bed by 8 now.
Yeah.
Or I'm getting home, changing, going to the gym. I might get home now until 8:30.
Okay.
And then same thing, I gotta like eat, shower, go to sleep.
Yeah.
So it's like, if that's not your lifestyle, you won't understand it. You're gonna try to take it away from you. And now you're trying to like change your life.
Okay. I see what you're
saying. Like, if you don't understand my lifestyle, it won't work.
Just easier to, not easier so to say, but just someone who, like you're saying, understands and like either gets the lifestyle or is the lifestyle, yeah. It, you can get along better.
Well, I mean, she doesn't have to be as committed as me.
Sure. But she has to understand.
But under, yeah, understand.
Right.
Like, if she's like, oh yeah, I go to the gym time to time, I understand why you do it, but it's like, it is a lifestyle. I understand that this isn't a choice for you. This is a lifestyle. Like, this is incorporated into you.
Yeah.
That's, like, at that point, cool.
Yeah.
It's very in-depth thinking one. Good job.
That's
it. For me personally, I don't think it's like a deal breaker, right? If they're not willing to accept the lifestyle in the first place, then yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That shows that they're very fixed minded, so to say, fixed mindset.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing to have in anybody, honestly. Being fixed is like it causes problems with honestly everybody around you for the most part. If you just straight up don't agree with anything that people say, and then you just do your own sort of thing, you think it's the only right way, that's a problem. That's a problem with anybody. So I'd be able to pick that up, you know, quick enough to where it'd be like, you know, yeah, this girl isn't good for me, or, you know, she's going to mess up that lifestyle that, you know, I feel like, well, honestly, that might be kind of fixed as well. But it's okay. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not as dedicated as Juan here. The gym's not my lifestyle. I'm going to be honest. I used to go with Juan and Sam, you know, we used to go, what, like 5 days a week, five, 6 days a week?
Five, six.
Yeah. I go 3 days a week now. So it's not my lifestyle anymore, but it's not something that I'm going to give up because yeah. I have to continue doing that just for general health. Otherwise, I'd be 400 pounds by this point because I work a silly office job. It's not silly, but, you know, I'd be overflowing in my chair if I didn't work this job. So, or excuse me, if I didn't continue to work out. So, that's kind of like where I sit on that, not like point. It's not going to be a deal breaker, but I would definitely try to, you know, encourage them to either understand the lifestyle or join me in the lifestyle, even though it's not my lifestyle, but join me in the activity.
Yeah, I've had a rough relationship with gyms.
With gyms?
In my past. I used to, I get
girls or gyms?
No, gyms.
Okay.
I don't talk to girls at the gym.
Okay.
Zoned in. Yeah. Like when I was going to the gym, like I would get really motivated for like 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah.
And I would just be like, huh? Like it's like, is that one day where you're like, I'll go tomorrow.
Who's going to carry the boats? This guy doesn't get it. You don't know me, son?
I'm not going to say that I 100% agree with that's fasting. Shitty ass. quote that I hear spammed all the time, but
David Goggins.
yeah, his ass. Yeah, I totally thought it was on gear. He might be. Who knows?
No, he plays not to.
So did the Liver King, but where the fuck that ended up? Fucking Liver King. Anyway, what are you talking about?
Well, not to make this a motivational podcast, nothing like that, or make this a gym podcast or anything. But
this ain't a gym bro podcast.
Yeah, like,
it's not.
There's a couple of gym bros. Having a podcast. But not like that. To that point, that's 95% of gym goers, Nick. So it's like I go through phases where I don't have the motivation to go. But then it becomes where it's now to me it's just a routine.
Right.
I have to like stop myself from just going through the motions sometimes. Like I'm not really moving the weight, I'm just like not trying. Like I'm doing heavy weights to some people, but for me it's just casual weights, I'm not trying.
Yeah.
But it's more so not motivation, it's not going through the motions, just being disciplined about it. Like, it becomes discipline. Like, I don't cut the grass because I want to, but it's like, I cut the grass because I need to.
Exactly.
You
know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it, too. That's why I haven't completely cut the gym out of my life.
It's a crazy analogy, but we need to cut the grass.
We need to cut the grass. Sam, get on it. You're next. Sam's up. Let's go.
That's the only reason I brought up the grass analogy. But, yeah, no, let's get away from the gym conversation. Before I start doing push-ups or something.
Get motivated or something. Well. So, what do y'all think about video games? This is a bad intro to the topic.
Yeah, so, that's okay.
Link, edit this. Stop. Alright, guys. Are video games a waste of
time? Ah! Sorry. No, you can do it.
Alright. Alright, guys. Are video games a waste of time? This is a topic that I feel like gets misunderstood as a big gamer myself. Probably the biggest gamer out. I want to hear what y'all say as more casual gamers, for sure, that don't play as much.
So I haven't picked up the sticks in forever.
I haven't played in a while as well. I don't know. It's a weird question in terms of...
Weird?
It depends on your lifestyle. Going back to the old gym thing, like if you're not a gym guy, what are you going to do during that time? Some people, that's just what they do. It's not considered to them a waste of time. But to Juan, it might be a waste of time. Yeah. But for me, it wouldn't be a waste of time.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
Okay. I agree with you. I don't know. I'm sure we have the same train of thought.
Yeah.
You're just maybe missing some words.
You call me retarded?
I ain't calling you retarded. I'm calling you sped.
Hey, yo.
Hate
crime.
I don't think. So the question was, is game.
Are video games a waste of time?
So I don't think anything's a waste of time to bring you joy.
Okay.
Right? So it's like, I don't even look at the gym, as we were talking earlier, as a hobby. My hobby is fish keeping. Some people could say that's a money pit, you're buying so much stuff, you're doing this, it takes up so much time, you gotta clean up, you gotta feed them, it's a commitment, blah, 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 blah. But for me, it's relaxing.
Sure.
I don't care how much it's costing me, I enjoy it, it brings me joy, it brings me peace. There's nothing you can do to convince me that it's bad.
Right.
I think video games are in the same category. If you use it as a stress relieving factor, if you use it as a hobby, you enjoy it, you kind of zone out, you kind of let loose, work sucked. Had an argument with my family, my kids, my parents, whatever, whoever you are. I'm just like, I know people, I worked with somebody that hit my controller at one job. He was like a 60-year-old gamer.
Wow.
Yeah, like 60-year-old gamer. This was back in like 2017. So like now he's probably old, but a new COD would drop, he would be late to work. Because he stayed up not like all night playing it.
It's kind of crazy.
But it was just like, for him, he was just like, no, this is like relaxing to me. Like,
yeah.
I think video games can reach a point to where you become addicted.
Okay.
And it's like you're putting too much of like, hey, this is your hobby. This is your go touch grass, go see the real world.
Yeah.
Don't ignore the real world, and like just live this like fantasy world.
Yeah.
But besides that, I don't think it's like it's a good stress relief factor. That's what you choose to do.
Sure. You know? Yeah. Okay. That's a good way to put it. As in like it's honest. Yeah. Like you said, nothing's really a waste of time. You know, as long as you get something. Right.
Yeah, like if it just brings you peace, man, go have it. Go pick up the sticks.
I feel like a lot of people that say that sort of stuff are like the same people that like constantly watch TV or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know.
They're watching some sort of content.
Exactly. Yeah, they're consuming something. They have some sort of joy in their life. So whether that be TV, video games, it's not, I would argue that it's probably from a benefits perspective, right? So if we're looking at it from, how it would improve you as a person, it depends how much you play it. Like Juan said earlier, it could, if you're playing it 10 hours a day, that's a problem. You need help, actually. I did that at one point, so I'm not going to sit there and lie at all. But I did that at one point. But from like a benefits perspective, that's kind of where you have to look at it from, because it's like, at what point does it become more of a liability to the improvement of yourself compared to doing another activity? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I feel it's also kind of cultural as well.
Yeah. It's like, it's also super, I think one draw of it's like, it's just like ease of access. It's super easy to do it. Like, you just literally, turn on your little PC, turn on your Xbox, just start playing some games.
I will say, I think video games are superior to TV.
Okay.
Like if my kid was gonna have quote unquote an addiction on screen time.
Yeah.
I would prefer it be video games rather than TV.
Because it makes your mind think.
Because you're thinking cognitively, trying to solve a problem, whatever, depending on the type of game you're playing.
Sure.
You can be teamwork, team whatever doing this, or like, here's a puzzle, figure it out, here's the task, da-da-da-da-da-da. You're working towards something in the game rather than just watching TV and just becoming like a zombie connected to it.
Right.
Like, so in that case, I would prefer video games over TV.
That's just, I agree with that. Because you're not just absorbing it, you're having to like output.
Because you have to react to certain things. You're like, it forces your brain to react fast in certain scenarios.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
I feel like it builds your situational awareness too. Just like throughout like different games, you're like, oh, I understand this more. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Despite me being a big gamer, I actually disagree with that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, are you saying that if they were to pick, you know, one or the other, it would be video games?
Me personally.
You personally, okay.
I would prefer it to be video games.
That's fair. Okay. I think a good mix, obviously, you didn't, if we were to choose one or the other, I'd probably just pick video games. But, you know, hold up. TV, I don't know. It depends what kind of TV. It depends what type of games you're playing. It depends what type of TV you're watching. That's the biggest thing. You know, that's the biggest thing. Because if you're watching, you know, a good show like Sopranos or something like that, you know, you may be getting like attached to like a good story. That's just a good overall story, and you can maybe relate that to something, you know, in your real life. Or it's more. I feel like TV is also more culturally significant to a lot of people, as in you'd be able to relate that to a lot more people than video games, because you can't really talk about video games with a girl unless she's, you know, a gamer girl who's on Twitch, which hit me up, please. Anyway, can't really do that unless, you know, it's to that extent. And TV's just more popular overall. Honestly, if I had to pick one or the other, I feel like you get, it depends on game, depends on television show. That's really the problem. So, I don't know. If I were to pick one or the other, I'd probably choose, it depends what age too. Because as you get older, it's harder to kind of like get sucked into that like imaginative world that video games are going to kind of generate for you. You get what I'm saying? Like,
but it's also, it holds you back socially as well.
Exactly. Yeah, look at me.
So like, if you're just playing video games, you're just like, it's just so like choppy. So say you're like, I need to get to this step to get this step.
Yeah.
For like, where like if you're like watching TV, you're like absorbing content. You can like relate that in conversation. It's not always like you're going back to relate that through video games.
Exactly. Yeah. TV is always going to be more culturally accepted compared to video games. That's just how for now, until the older generation dies out. Then culture shift that might happen. You know, but until then. TV, I feel like, is a lot easier to kind of get away from to an extent. What do y'all think? Do y'all think that, is it easier for you to say, oh, my episode of my TV show is over, time to go to bed?
Or do you think, disagree.
Or do you think it's easier to hop off the game, you know, when you're however far into a level or, you know, playing a match or whatever. What do you think?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I think it's case by case.
I think it is case by case. But I will say, personally, I feel like I have had more trouble like on a video game. Like, trying to get off of it. Okay. Until I get to the end of what I started,
yeah.
I always be like, I gotta get it. I gotta get it. I gotta get it. Yeah, a TV show, I'll pause it and go do whatever. But that's just for me.
Right. Okay. What do you think,
Juan? I think, personally, I'm just not a big gamer anymore.
Right.
So like now for me, it's a TV show that I'm hooked on.
Sure.
Especially with the autoplays now, like on Netflix and like Apple TV and stuff like it. Autoplays, like, okay, yeah, end of this episode I'll go to bed, or end of this episode I'll do this. Boom. It's ending, I grab my phone real quick.
It's our
phone. I look up, it's the next episode.
And like something's happening.
Yeah, but I'm hooked on this show, so I'm going to keep it going.
Yeah.
I'm not hooked on any video game right now.
Okay.
Like I might pick up the sticks, play Rocket League for a little bit, like, I'll finish a round, cool, turn it off, I'm done. Like, I have nothing pulling me in, because I'm not, like, it's not who I am right now.
I got you.
Yeah. So it's like, I go through spells.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like I mean, this is going way, way back, but like peak Fortnite when it first dropped, before like the seasons even was a thing.
Right.
Like, dude, I was hooked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, another one. Boom's 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Like, I got class at 9. Like, what are we doing? But at that time, I wasn't really watching TV. I wasn't hooked on anything.
Yeah.
So,
like,
yeah. I agree. I agree. It's situational. Like,
what am I hooked on right now?
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
I would say they're pretty even.
Yeah.
Pretty even. It depends on the person.
I was like, it's person to person.
It's, like you said, case by case. That's a great way to put it. That's a great way to put it.
Well, guys, I have a question.
Yeah.
What we got?
this feels like such a terrible transition, but it's really not, because my brain just works like this. I think the reason I'm not a big video game person is because the house I was raised in is a very Christian home.
Yeah.
And, like, I wasn't even allowed to watch TV either. Like, I got to watch TV Saturday night, and then Sunday morning, afternoon type. After we cleaned the whole house, I mean, like, scrubbed the baseboards type shit, we got to, like, share the TV. Me, my two brothers, and my sister.
Hmm.
So, like, even when I did get to play the game, I was playing Nintendo 64, being the youngest one, I don't really get the sticks ever. I got like the fake plug-in, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
throw
the cord next to the 64.
Make them think like you're doing
you're
something.
Playing.
Exactly, I'm playing, but I ain't really playing type. So it's like, or we're watching TV, I never really got to, like, I think that's why, like, I'm not really super addicted to, like, television screen time, other than my phone. Now, as an older person, I can look back and laugh at it. But there's definitely a phase in which I hated it. Well, let me bring this into, like, Christian home. It was because, like, my parents at the time were, like, super Christian.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no, we do this. We couldn't watch TV till Saturday night because it was Sabbath. It was from Seventh-day Adventist. Friday sunset to Saturday sunset.
Yeah.
And then Monday through Friday, it was just like, this is cool, man. Blah, 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 whatever. Maybe hate religion for a while. Because of all the strictness.
Yeah.
What is y'all's opinion on Christianity? Not as in, like, religion, but do you think Christians, for being Christian, are they all, like, perfect, all sins are forgiven? Or do you think there's some Christians out there that are just don't make the cut?
That's a tough one.
That's a good question.
Do all Christians get saved?
That's a good question.
I think in theory, yes. In theory.
Okay.
But when you get down to, like, brass tacks, like, there's people who say they're Christians, but they're not Christians.
I was about to say, like,
exactly.
So I think it's like there's so many people that have to, like, portray it out there. They're like, hey, I'm a Christian.
Right.
It's like, cool. But they're not really a Christian, like, deep inside. Exactly. I think that's where it comes from. I think people think they're Christian, but they're not Christian. Like, they don't really. They just say it because they want to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to it, they're not.
Yeah.
So I think no, due to that.
So, well, Nick, do you want to give our religious background real quick? If you want to do that.
Yeah, for sure. I grew up in a, like, Baptist household, pretty standard. I was nothing was super strict, really. I mean, there was, like times and stuff like that where I was like, all right, like, TV's got to be off by, like, 7. Go to bed, do whatever.
Sure.
But nothing super strict. It was like, get out of here. So I just kind of grew up in the household entire life and just cruised through.
Did you go to church and stuff like that?
Okay. We went to church. I mean, we didn't go as often. We weren't every single Sunday. There's a large stretch where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, all throughout high school, I go, like, on Wednesdays and Sundays. But then it just kind of, like, as I, like, gotten older, it's just kind of tapered. I don't go to church all the time. I just do my own private reading, whatever I want to do.
Sure, yeah. What about you,
Juan? So I said earlier, I grew up in a Seventh-day Adventist home. super, super religious, like down to the T. This is how like it was supposed to be. This is how we're gonna do it.
Yeah.
I think they're called deacons. Are those like the folk that like kind of like the 18 for the pastor? You know what I'm talking about? Like
yeah.
And people are like
that sounds right. Maybe. I don't know.
So, something in that
it
realm.
Sounds, yeah.
I think it's deacons.
It's below the pastor, yeah.
Yeah, like there's like a group of deacons or whatever. Da, 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 da. Well, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
I really don't freaking know. But like my dad was like the head of the deacons at some point.
Okay.
Like he's super invested. Like it was obviously a smaller church. I want to say like probably at its peak, maybe 100 members.
Okay.
At its peak, but like really consistently like group of 40 people, 50 people
yeah.
showing up. But like my pops was one of those guys. Everyone yeah. knew him at church. You need something, call him. Like,
gotcha.
Obviously, the pastor and then like two, three other people. Like, it was this little group. It
yeah.
was one of them. So, like, super religious home. Got to be there every Saturday, Wednesdays. Anytime there's like a week long event or like anything like that, I had to be the picture perfect son. That makes sense. Like, no, like, have people look at our family type.
Wow.
So like my upbringing was like you gotta be picture perfect in that church.
Yeah.
Like terrible. To the point, this is just like an example of how bad it was. Well, I wouldn't say bad, but how strict.
Sure.
I wasn't allowed to play sports. My brothers can attest to this. Wasn't allowed to like play sports for a school or a team till 8th grade.
Sheesh.
I had friends on the team. I played pickup with them. I played outside football. And it was like, I wasn't like trash or nothing. But when I asked my pops about it, it'd be like, no, because once you reach high school, it's Friday night lights. We're Seventh Day Adventists. Friday night is Sabbath. And you cannot be playing sports. So I'm not going to allow you to play sports now because then I won't be able to take you out of it. So it was,
okay.
Like it was one of those where it's like,
well,
yeah,
but I heard it not like that.
Yeah, no, but that's how strict it was.
It was kind of like taking it out now, so you can't get your hopes up
yeah.
of that.
Because like if you play since let's say Pee Wee,
yeah,
you play Sundays and whatever. Da, 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 da. Now you're in middle school. Middle school's playing at least in Tennessee Thursdays.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, and then high school it's Friday night lights. So it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, that's Sabbath. So it's like, I'm not going to let you get all the way to that point, build up this rapport, love the team, boom, boom, fall in love with the sport, and you cannot play. Because at that point, he's like, you're going to simply have hatred, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's going to, you're like, you're going to get like mad at each other for all that, like having to go to, you're not playing, whatever, whatever, once you get invested to it. So it may make sense.
Especially when you get to high school, that's when
yeah.
you're starting to develop more as a player. You're no longer like short and.
And if you and then if you're like halfway athletic and you just know the game,
yeah,
like you stand out.
Yeah, exactly. You play well.
Above other people. So you play it well, then you just become like known, and then you're like a star
so,
or whatever.
So correct me if I'm wrong. You weren't allowed to play until you hit 8th grade.
8th grade, but the only reason I got to play 8th grade was I continued to ask, and I want to say 8th grade year was when my dad divorced my stepmom. Once my dad divorced my stepmom, he became a lot more loose about everything, though. Like, everything. But, like, after 8th grade year, I think, is when he moved to Puerto Rico. And then I ended up moving, like, the next year to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
But, like, everything changed once that divorce happened. So, like, 8th grade year was when the divorce was happening. That's kind of, like, when I got to go play
wow.
sports. And I kind of went crazy. But it was such a hip on YouTube.
He hurt his knee.
Yeah.
From a new man, I swear. I didn't twist my ankle back in 3rd grade, but I wouldn't be special. But yeah, no, but that's the type of like Christian home, like the standards, the strictness. I had to be the picture perfect son.
Yeah.
I stayed with my brothers, and my sister, but that's how Christian we were. Like,
damn.
It was
okay.
To the T, gotta be perfect.
Nick, what about you?
Mine's a walk in the park compared to that. I'm not gonna say anybody. I'm baptized Greek Orthodox, okay? So we only went to the Greek church probably like once a year maybe till I was about like 9. And then we didn't do that anymore. And we went non-denominational and we just went to one of those churches every now and then. I didn't have any restrictions or anything like that. That blows me away that was even a thing. I never even heard of that. no restrictions. The only thing we really did was we went to that church, and then we would say a prayer before a meal. That's pretty much it. And then, like I said, walk in the park, restriction-wise, that's insane.
I was locked down.
Yeah.
Locked down. All right, so answer the question, though.
Do all Christians deserve to be saved? So, me personally.
Let me rephrase that question.
Yeah.
Should all religious people be saved?
Religious people?
Like, wow. I don't want to, like, just enclose it in Christianity.
Sure.
But.
Should they be saved?
So the same concept to the question.
No. okay. So, I'm not a practicing Christian, so to say. I never really have been.
You're just casual.
I'm honestly more agnostic, to be fair. Because I feel like the amount of manipulation that comes from the overall Catholic Church, that sort of stuff. It's no offense to other religions. I'm just stating it from my personal experience because I grew up Christian for the most part. I'm definitely more agnostic now. I just go off general morality type stuff, if it benefits the general populace, you should do it for the most part, If it doesn't, then you probably shouldn't do it, general morality stuff. But I feel like the problem with that, old religious stuff is it's influenced by humans. And humans will always try to take advantage of one another. It doesn't matter the case. That's another topic we can talk about. Are humans inherently evil? They mm-hmm. are greedy, whatever. They want to take advantage of it. We'll get to that another time. That's generally how I see it. Humans are always going to try to take advantage of each other. And why not just do it through something that everybody believes in? Why not just change up stuff in the Bible, maybe, or in the Quran, to make it seem like, hey, you should be following it this way because that's what they said. So they're kind of like pushing that higher moral power onto you to kind of manipulate you to act a certain way to continue functioning as a more so less thinking society, so to say. I'm not saying that I'm above religion at all. I'm not saying that at all. But I feel like a lot of manipulation can come through religion for the most part.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of people that will also kind of just straight up start following religions just to say, oh, I have the moral high ground.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, have y'all met people like that in your life where they just kind of like, they'll act a certain way just because they'll be like, yeah, this is the way that we should be doing it because that's what they said.
Yeah, I think that comes to relate to like church a lot.
Yeah,
I think there's a huge misconception that you have to go to a church to be religious. Like I know a lot of people that go to church are the most hypocritical people.
Exactly.
Like it's this idea that you have to go to the church to be a Christian, and then they like preach that on everybody else, so then trying to suck it all in, so to say.
Yeah,
you don't have to go to church to be a religious person. Like, I don't go to church hardly at all.
Right.
I assume my own private stuff, still religious, but I don't have to go to church for that.
Right.
So I think it kind of goes into that manipulation, that you say idea that you have to.
Yeah. To get back to the original question more so asked that Juan asked here, do I think that they should all be saved? No. You should be persecuted via trial in the afterlife for what you've done, whether you accepted whatever religion prior. It doesn't matter if you accepted it after you, murdered a whole 50 people or something like that. You're not going to get saved. You don't deserve to be saved. Right. You killed 50 people before you.
So you believe in like a balance. Like, does the good outweigh the bad type? Like, if you did more good than you did bad, then you should be saved. Is that what you're saying?
For minor stuff, yes, there can be a balance. But, if you're a murderer and then you say, oh, I'm going to accept Jesus Christ now as my Lord and Savior, hell no, you're going to hell. I don't care if you accept who the hell you accept. You're going to hell. You kill someone.
Which is kind of crazy.
Society doesn't help that anyway because they just in some of these places, they just release them out on $50 bonds or some shit, you know?
That, yeah.
That's so much for society helping out. I thought we were supposed to be managing that sort of stuff if we're so religious nowadays, you know? But,
okay.
So no, I don't think everybody deserves to be saved just because they become religious or are religious.
Sure.
Not to mention, there's literally religious wars.
That was just that's a crazy conversation, actually. I'm not talking about that.
I'm just saying, yeah. All right, what do you think, Juan?
Oh, personally, well, let me start off with, I wish I had, I think this conversation would be really fun to have with Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Houston.
Yeah, that'd be a conversation.
I feel like it'd be a blast to have it with them. I don't think everyone that claims to be a Christian will be saved, or anyone that claims to be religious will be saved. I think those that are actually Christian, or actually in whatever religious belief that are, like, fully participating and, like, living that lifestyle,
yeah,
I think those people will, but not everyone that claims it.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of fakers out there, a lot of
absolutely,
yeah,
false prophets,
absolutely.
So that's my take on it. I think you said a lot of fun things. I would love to talk about the are we inherently
evil? Yeah, are demons inherently evil? That's a really good topic.
I have, like, so many things I would love to say about that. But no, that's just a good question. Because at the time, you know, I'll give you all a full backstory, but give you a quick glance over it. My relationship with my stepmother growing up, that my dad was married to at the time.
Yeah.
Poor.
Okay.
Very poor relationship. But now, at least from the far, obviously I don't live with her no more, and I don't, like, talk to her on the daily, she does seem like she has grown as a person. Still goes to church, I guess that goes into another conversation of, do you think people can change?
Mm.
Like, truly change. Not like, hey, I added this to my lifestyle.
Yeah.
But, like, change.
So let's define change real quick. What would qualify somebody to actually change?
That's tough.
Are you just saying, like, change their lifestyle or change their overall aura from bad to good, or, you know, something like that?
Yeah, like, on the overall aura, because, like, you can change your habits,
sure,
which just changes your lifestyle.
Yeah.
But it won't change you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people are like, oh, the money changed. She's like, no, the money didn't change me.
Yeah.
I just started living different because, you know, now I'm a millionaire. Like, yeah, I'm going to be eating noodles every day, bro. Like, what do you mean?
Okay.
So it's like, but I don't know. Like, I'm so tough. People change. I don't think we got to talk about that. But, like, that's just something I should think about.
That's a deep topic.
Yeah. Like,
are we discussing
it? I mean, if y'all want to, y'all can. I'm not ready to discuss it.
We can save that for down the line.
Okay.
That'd be a good one.
Let me develop some thoughts.
Let's see what we got.
My lunch break. John, thoughts now.
Yeah, 1 second. Let's go take a lunch break. Yeah. All right. Does more money cause more problems? As Drake said, bring on the problems.
Of course.
Bring on the problems.
Sheesh.
Bring on the problems.
You want me to start with my take?
Sure, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so more money, more problems. Is that a true statement? From my experience, okay, I feel like, so let's say, yeah, this is a very general statement, okay. So, we, you know, as a McDonald's worker, like I was once a McDonald's worker. So, one, yeah, shout him out. Just had different times in our lives, for sure.
Patty flipper.
I was the guy that took your change at the front window. I was that guy. This was what, 2015? I was making $7.25 an hour.
Sheesh.
And I got promoted. I made $7.75 an hour. Okay? So at that job, I went in there, I did what I was told, and I left. I didn't have to take any work home, right? I you might, you know, have an argument with your manager or something, but other than that, you're not taking work home or anything.
Yeah.
There's no skills that you need to refine. There's nothing like that, right? So as a McDonald's worker, I was just going in, doing what I was told, gone, right?
Plus good.
Now,
yeah.
Exactly. Now, in order to, you know, should I pick my occupation? Yeah, okay. I'm a software engineer, right? So in order for me to get this job, I had to go to school for 4 years, okay? Got my bachelor's. And I had to not only do the schoolwork, I also had to do my own projects on the side just to show that I was able to do the skills, that I can manage work for the most part, right? So, sure, I make a lot more money now compared to when I worked at McDonald's, but I got more problems at the moment because I still have to refine those skills even when I'm not working in order to make sure I can stay current with coding standards, what's hot in the coding world, you know, that sort of stuff. I gotta keep up, otherwise I'm gonna fall behind. And people fall out of the industry all the time. You see all these tech layoffs and stuff like that. Like if those people aren't current, they're not getting back into the industry until they really you know, refine some skills or get some new skills, you know. So,
how often does it change? Like, does the standards change?
The standards change? That's a good question.
Like, is it like every few months, or is it?
Oh no! Every language has like a life cycle for the most part. There'll be some stuff like very few systems use C, for example. But C was the shit back in the day, right? That was the shit back in like 1980s, 1990s, right? And then, you know, it's not only the language, it's also, like, what you're doing with the language, like, that sort of stuff. And then standards. Standards are different everywhere. But it depends what kind of standards we're talking about, because they all have different life cycles and stuff like that. Like,
gotcha.
One, you know, kind of coding, you know, coding syntax-wise, like, oh, you should be doing camel case, for example. You should be doing snake case, you know, with your... That's company to company, to be fair. But, you know, eventually within the company, those coding standards might change eventually, even within the company. So it's like you got to continue adapting. You got to, you know,
new technology, new things to like.
Exactly, yeah. New technology, new problems. More problems, literally. So having more money, I feel like, makes you have more responsibility. What do y'all think?
Yeah. I can, going like working from an hourly job where you go in, you clock out, you don't take any work home, and like going from that straight to the workforce, like we're using 9 to 5. In my case, I was like 7 to 6, crazy hours.
Damn.
Yeah, 7 to 6, 7 to 5:30, and then I'm taking work home, and I was making more money, and I had the opportunity to make a lot of money.
Sure.
I thought I had the opportunity to make a lot of money in a short amount of time, and it caused more problems.
Yep, sure did.
The more money I made that was filled in my pockets, another problem added on to my weekly task.
Yeah.
That's just how it worked. So,
yeah.
More money, more problems.
I mean, I agree, but I'm not like with y'all on like the reason.
Okay.
You're saying that, like, as in order to get to the point where you're at for this specific job that you have, you will have to continuously work on your skill.
Sure.
Because the industry's continuing to grow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that makes sense.
Change, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I don't really know what the fuck Nick was saying. But, like, I agree. I agree, though, that more money, more problems. But I think it's more so like.
One thing's I'm retarded.
I don't think that's...
I'll take a test, I swear.
Yeah,
I took
the
autism test, and I passed.
Damn, without studying? That's crazy.
So my point of view is, there's certain problems I have now because of the money I have.
Okay.
But if I weren't to have that money, I would have that problem, not because the money was tied to that problem, but it's because I got into that problem because I had money. Like right now, I'm in the market to get a car.
Okay.
I'm locked in on the car I want. I'm locked in that I'm getting it probably next month.
Okay. Yeah.
Now I have a car note. Mm-hmm. That is a problem I have. That's a responsibility I have. Yeah. I have to pay that note monthly.
Right.
I would not be in this scenario if I did not have money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I have rent to pay. I have dogs. I have my fish tank hobby costs me money.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be there if I didn't have money though. But I chose to have this.
Right.
So it's like, if I was broke.
Because you had the money.
I could.
You got the problems.
Exactly. Like, I got the problems. So it's like, when Drake said, more money, more problems, bring on the money. Was that what he said?
Bring on the problems.
Right, bring on the problems. Yeah. Oh, bring on the problems. My fault.
Almost.
Yeah.
That's
my brain goes small. But I'm like, yeah, I'm on the same boat. Like, forget about it. Come more problems. Yeah, give me money though.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take care of the problems. Those monies are solved with that. I mean, that problem is solved with that money.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
I'll take it. Like, oh, I'm going to get so rich, I'm going to buy a yacht. Well, no, I got to pay yacht fees and dog fees. Ooh, I got a yacht. I chose that lifestyle.
Yep.
You know, like.
But there are some people out there that make a lot of money and have no problems because they don't spend it. They just like.
Yeah. It's like a scale. Story. It's like you at the bottom, you ain't got no problems because you ain't got no money.
Yeah.
Then you get to the middle and you're like, all right, I got money, and then I also got a lot of problems because I'm working, and then there's people that are like ultra rich,
old money, yeah,
and they ain't got no problems because they have so much money, their money solved their problems.
But when you get that high, you don't even know the problems are there. You're just cruising in a hot tub, and you have like 40 people that work for you.
Your secretary, Stacy, fixed it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a stereotype? You think only women is. One of our secondaries? That's crazy.
Oh, sorry. Steven.
I do think there's thresholds, though.
Yeah.
I'm thinking our age. A salary rate, like, making $300,000 right now versus making $100,000 right now, I don't think it would be a big difference in lifestyles or, like, the type of life I would live. But let's say making 40 grand to 80 grand a year.
Yeah, that changes it a lot.
That's a dramatic change. So I think there's thresholds.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, living the lifestyle now, like if I were to get 10K grades right now, that would solve a lot of problems before cops of it. Now you give me 100 grand or put me at 300,000 or something like that, 250, half a million. Not half a million, quarter million a year.
Sure.
That would bring on new problems.
Okay.
Because, you know, that would get into different things. But, I think there's thresholds for sure.
But there's some people that, like, make money, but they have so many problems. It's just a constant cycle of problems.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's like, true. There are those people that, like, kind of live, not necessarily paycheck to paycheck, but, like, they get paid, they spend it. They get paid, they spend it. They get paid, they spend it. So they're solving a problem. But based on their spending habits, they're adding problems.
Exactly.
So then they start going negative. So then you were living paycheck to paycheck, but now you're living, like, a paycheck's only taking care of half of it.
Yeah.
So, like, basically a month worth of pay is just going to fix problems.
Mm-hmm. There's a short film guy. I wouldn't even say, like, I couldn't say TikTok or I can't say, like, Instagram guy, but, like, he does short, like, little TikTok videos, Instagram reels and YouTube stuff. And they're interviewing him. He's like, yeah, no, like, I have put myself in countless positions of, I don't know how I'm going to pay this. I'm renting this house for a month in Los Angeles or whatever. I don't even live here. I live in, let's say, Connecticut or some shit, right? He's like, I put myself in this position with me and my dudes. We can't afford to pay this.
Yeah.
But since we're here now, we got to figure out how to pay this. And, like, they would figure it out. I was going to make films. Some would pop up in millions of dollars or thousands of dollars, whatever. I don't even know. But, like, y'all think that's toxic? That's a bad mentality of, like, put myself in a tough position because now I'm forcing myself to get it out. Does that make sense?
I think it's just a weird, just, like, a weird, like.
It's not very safe.
Like, yeah.
That's so, like, very slippery right there.
Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it's, like, too risky. Like, there's risky, and then there's, like, too risky.
Yeah.
This is a crazy theory.
What we got?
I wouldn't even say the theory, but like, I want to say, it may have been my brother. Or it may have been that he told me someone told him Something like that. He's like, you ever want to make real money in your life? Have a baby. Which sounds crazy because babies, you know, are like little money pits.
Right.
But he's like, you grind different. Yeah. Like, you grind different when you have a kid. Because it's like, it ain't like, I ain't doing this just for myself no more. Like,
you're trying to build.
Yeah, like I got to figure this shit out now. Like, it ain't tomorrow, it ain't next year. Like, I got to do it now. In other words, guys, I'm having a kid.
Surprise.
Hi.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's funny.
Knock on wood.
My friend Dakota, actually, he talks about that a lot. He's like, if you want more, if you put yourself in like a situation like that, you're gonna basically have to force yourself to find a way to make it work.
It's sink or swim type.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh, I got a kid. I got to take care of this kid now. Or unless you're future. But he takes care of his kids. He'll be a fat child support checks. So that's a little bit different.
Nick Cannon, same way.
I don't play child support no more for the new kids.
That's crazy.
I think it's like after 8 or 9, they stop playing child support or some shit.
What?
Yeah, y'all didn't know about that.
8 or 9?
Yeah, and I was like,
there's a limit?
Like, yeah, like after a certain amount of kids. No, like after a certain amount of kids. Oh. Like 8th or 9th kid.
Oh my god. I mean,
y'all continue talking, we'll look this up.
Future's in for a ride. I think he's right around the 10 mark or something.
Bro, that's I didn't know there was a limit.
I didn't know there was. I thought you were talking about age. Yeah, like, it's 18 for sure.
Yeah, it's 18 for sure.
But like, damn. Well, time to start spawning. No, I'm just kidding.
Interesting.
But my buddy Coda, he talks about that a lot. He's like, get married or, you know, have a kid. That's a great way to put yourself in like a bind where you basically have to force yourself to get out of it.
Yeah.
So,
but you do get some nice tax benefits.
Right. Right. Yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah. No, that does help for sure. But it's a different type of grind when you're trying to like make a better life for someone else that's not yourself.
Yeah.
Because you want them to have the best life they can. Yeah. I feel like that's a.
That's a good way to put it.
That's a general way to look at having a family, unless you're a deadbeat father and you just dip out, you know. That's different though.
Yeah, different
company. Hate those people. I'm not one. Hopefully.
Do you have a kid?
Hopefully not.
You hopefully not have a kid?
Yeah. Alright, well, what you got?
We'll cut this out.
No, so like I see it says here, Nick Kent says he doesn't pay child support for 12 kids. I mean, she has 12 kids. 12 kids, bro. Well, I'm trying to figure out, like, there's a threshold, like, after so many kids.
Yeah.
After 10 kids.
Wow. Okay.
That's crazy.
So, if y'all had, like, hella money like that, would y'all go have 10 kids?
Yeah,
no.
That many baby mamas or whatever?
Fuck no.
No.
Fuck.
100%.
Right. Fuck.
Alright, let's hear Nick's, because Nick's the one that disagrees. I'm not necessarily agreeing or disagreeing, but I'll let y'all.
Alright, so I'm not much of a people person in terms of, like, out and about. Like, I'm just cool chilling at home.
Okay, yeah.
Which usually just involves me and a few other people, usually.
Okay.
Just chilling at home, just doing whatever. Adding one kid to that. And say you have two in your household.
Sure.
Then you have two other in another household, and another two in another household. Once you start getting up with those numbers, I feel like they split over households a lot of times.
Okay.
So now you have an obligation to your kids now. Now these kids that now your kids are like, who are they? It's just kids from like everywhere. It's just too much.
Okay.
I just can't deal with that.
I guess I'm maybe a little biased in that scenario because like I've had this debate with other people. Like if I were to, I'm not going to get to that debate. Hit a pin on that one. That was kind of messy. But, no, so, like, my dad, my parents were divorced, and my dad was in custody. So I grew up with my dad.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I would have had kids, I mean, in a perfect world, it would be with my one wife. Naturally speaking, having 10 kids with one wife sounds crazy. But if I had the means for it, and the capacity to like have all those kids, and I was able to live with my wife, whatever.
Sure.
Why couldn't I?
Yeah.
Because once I get to that like money level, I don't really need to work no more. Like, I could just be a full time dad, and at that point, I'm just doing investments. I can still work.
Sure.
But it's just more so like my money's making money.
Yeah.
And I just gotta need to make sure it continues to make money. But it's like I'm not doing a 9-to-5 no more.
Yeah.
I have the money to like support the kids, and like I look forward to being a dad. Like that's my most exciting thought for the future. Not that I want a kid or anything, but just like I look forward to that. I had a great dad. I want to give that experience to my kids and then some.
Yeah.
You know, like I want you to continue to provide that. Like, I'm sure both of y'all could agree. Like, when I think of like the smartest guy I know, I think of my dad.
Yeah.
I'm sure my dad's borderline stupid. But for me though, like what he did
that's
for me,
like, that's
him. It's like that's my dad. That's my hero. That's
yeah.
So it's like I want to be that.
Yeah.
So like, if I can do that for one kid, cool. Two kids, cool. Three kids after three kids, I've heard like anything after three is just like, dude, whatever. Like you're here.
For me, it's just the drama. The drama that comes with all that.
With
it's like, not even like the
what,
money.
Having different baby mamas or like having to go to like multiple kids?
I would say more so different baby mamas, but still the amount of drama that comes with 10 kids in one household. Like, yeah, if I can have the financial means to like do it, but do I want to do it? No. I can do it. I can afford to do it, but I don't want to deal with the non-financial aspect. That's
well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think financially at that point, it's like, it's no longer, that's not the reason for getting your money. If
okay.
You can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen that movie Cheaper by the Dozen. We're going to make it happen.
What do y'all think my answer is?
I think you're going to have a lot of kids.
Now we'll be like Genghis Khan.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, I got the money. They gonna be living good, that's for sure. Send that money out. I got a lot of spawn, that's all I gotta say.
I would want to have all the kids, though.
What?
Let the record show, I would want to have all the kids in my house.
Oh.
Okay, so no, like house by house?
Yeah, no house by house. Like, they're my kids, you my kid, you keep it with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's pretty aggressive. It's a really aggressive one.
I'd have the cream of the crop at my place, and I'm not just
kidding. You'd all to the side in the guest house in the back.
Exactly. Y'all can stay out there.
You're not being able to fuck out my house.
You baby mamas will take care of you out there. Y'all stay in here with me. You're gonna learn something today. Yeah, no. I mean, like, if you got that much money,
go for it, yeah.
Go spawn, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Ain't the population dying too? Like, we need babies.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
We're gonna hit a baby boom in the next like 10 years.
I don't think so.
I think we're
right. How many kids you want to make?
Me in the next 10 years?
No, just total. How many kids? Like in a perfect world, if you can control it, how many kids would you want?
How many would you want?
If I can control it too.
Like, if you can control it, like this is how many kids I'm having. Like, forget about financial. Everything's like picture perfect. You can provide perfect.
Oh, you're saying like my ideal situation?
Yeah.
Probably three. Probably.
Okay.
Like, that's, I very ideal, realistically, two.
Okay, I feel like most people say one or two nowadays.
Yeah, besides my Genghis Khan, you know, remastered, in a perfect world where, you know, it's time, I would have two, for sure. That'd be max. I feel like anything more than that, I feel like you're not able to give them as much attention as they need.
That's fair.
It depends on their age gap too, but like, I don't know. Three is just like, anything more than two is just like, it's weird because they're not like that pair, you know. Like, I feel like if you have two that are kind of like together, they have a stronger bond than like that third one that they can talk trash about. That's,
yeah.
You know, and if they have four, then it'll be two pairs that are talking trash about each other, and then, you know. One-on-one, I think that's probably the best, or most ideal situation for me.
Yeah, it's kind of more like a cultural thing.
Okay.
In terms of like, I'm kind of old school, so to say, in terms of like, I like bigger families. So for me, it's kind of like, okay, the more kids I have, the more kids I'm adding to the tree or the bloodline.
Okay.
So you just like keep that's it going.
The way you put it. Yeah.
It's like sometimes just like if you have one kid, especially like if you go like male names and things like that,
okay.
You can't pass it down through like a girl.
Exactly.
Yeah. It has to be passed on through like a boy, and then kind of dies.
That's a good point. Yeah, I only have one first cousin, so that might put into perspective why I would only want to have two kids.
Your cookouts probably suck.
We don't have cookouts. That's the problem. That's a good point. We don't have cookouts. Yeah, that's my thing.
Just invite Jimmy over.
Yeah. Right. Grandma's coming over. All right, sounds good. That's it. Yeah, that's a family tree. Yeah,
that's kind of what I meant.
My dad was an only kid, and then my mom had three siblings. But, yeah, they only had, I only had one first cousin. So.
That's insane.
Yeah, my tree's kind of getting tight. So
that's just the trend of the world right now.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask, like, you said two max.
Two would be good, yeah. No. I like that.
How many siblings did you grow up with in your household?
I had two siblings, so we were three.
But you can't be.
So my parents got divorced when I was like super like year old, year and a half, something like that. So I grew up in two households where I had like a brother and a sister and then a sister. But I was always going back and forth.
Okay.
So I technically grew up around three siblings, but it was always like varied time frames.
Yeah. Not together, so it's like yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to experience what it was to be like a pod of three. Sharing a house with two other siblings.
Yeah.
I think I would want to have three.
Three?
Three. I mean, like, being realistic, kind of like, if I become a multimillionaire and money becomes nothing to me, like, that's where, like, the other stuff happened. But
yeah.
I think three kids would be, like, where I would feel comfortable at. But I feel like since I grew up with that.
Yeah.
It was me and my two brothers. Then I had my little sister down the line, but that time I was like already 14, 15. So it wasn't like.
That's a good point. If I was talking more like a realistic situation that I would most likely end up in, it would be two, right? Yeah. But if I was doing like really good, I'd be four.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a joke.
If I was like that, well,
okay.
But it would be like, I want to have some sort of like gap in between the pairs. You know what I'm saying?
Like two and then...
Sure, like two that are like seven or eight by then, and then like two that are just one or something like that. I feel like that's a good enough gap between the pairs for the most part. That'd be ideal. That'd be above expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two would be cool though. Yeah. Two would be my most realistic expectations for the most part.
I think some people just like to be a parent so much. They just have a kid, and they're like the second that one's like one, two, they want to have another one.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to raise kids. Yes. Like just like some people just want to do that. Like that's dope as fuck. Like people just like that's like what they want to do.
Yeah.
For years.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Let's learn you guys a little bit more.
My parents were also pretty old. My dad was 39 when they had me.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
I'm about 37 now, so shoot.
Yeah.
This is just kind of a quick dive off of this. How old do you want to be when you have your first kid?
That's a good question.
In your head, is there like a time frame, like by the time here I want to have my first kid?
Not even an age. I would, when I'm more so settled. You know what I'm saying?
Established.
That's a good way to put it. Established.
I like that answer.
I feel like that'd be the best time to have it. Because that would give me the best chance of success, for sure. If I had one right now, I'd make it work, you know, but like it wouldn't be as ideal.
For sure.
As like if I had, you know, a house and, you know, little Timmy down the street ready to play with my kid or something. You know?
No rolling loud with a kid.
Yeah, no rolling loud with a kid, yeah. I'll bring the kid. No, I'm that. You're gonna like Carter because I said so. more so when I'm established, not in age. I'd probably say if I were to give an age answer, just answer your question, I'd say like 28 or 9.
Okay.
That's like 3 years, about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. I thought that would be a good time to start. So I'm not like as old as my parents. No offense.
Yeah. I'm in the 26, 27 time frame.
Okay.
Like 3-4 years.
Nice.
So I think that also kind of goes back to like even though like even if you're grinding now to get established,
yeah,
sometimes like having that kid is like okay, you just like put you yeah, it puts you up a step. Like you're like grind. You thought you were just grinding as much as you could. You have a kid. You're like,
oh. It's like I got another gear.
Yeah, and then you find that other gear, and then you kind of take off from there.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Good point. I'm a little different.
What you got?
I'm thinking closer to 30.
Old school?
Maybe 29, 30, 31.
Okay. That's too far. Not too far off from my answer.
Yeah, not too far from like neither of you guys. I'm talking like 5 years, really.
Yeah.
Either way.
How old again?
About 30. But it's not mainly because I want to be established or nothing like that.
Sure.
Like you said, like if I would have a kid right now, I think I can make it happen.
Of course. You know, yeah.
Like, I mean, tough moments, but like, I think it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think it's just more so I don't want to like, I want to experience everything I want to experience in life before having a kid.
Yeah.
So I think once like, well, I'll say like, I'm looking forward to being a dad, but I don't want to ever like look at my kid and be like, yeah, I wasn't able to go do this because I had this kid. Like,
that'd be something nice.
You know, so, like, I got this little sperm demon running around.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't go see Bora Bora or whatever. Like, go experience life.
Yeah.
Like, you say like, you think you'd be pretty well established in your career, having a house that I've done for 4 years. I agree. I think it'd be right there with you.
Yeah.
But then now I'm in a position where I'm established. I have more cash flow. I have my investments going. But now I can really travel. Go I'm not just going to like the Bahamas or the Caribbean, maybe like South America. Like now I'm going like to places that are super far from here, but I can afford it, and it's not like, I'm not saving up for it and not like that. Just like, no, I wanted to go, I can go. Like, I have that capacity.
Yeah.
Do that now, enjoy life, answer all the questions. I'm like, now I have experience with my kids, though.
Right.
Because like, once I have a kid, like, I'm no longer going to Australia.
Yeah, you're not going to Greece on the weekend.
I'm not going to Greece for the
until you retire.
Yeah, well, until you retire. But I won't be able bodied anymore.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully you'll still be able bodied. Well, it depends what the age.
Well, I'm saying, like,
for the most part.
Retire, but, like, my kids would also have to be, like, fully out of the house.
Yeah.
Like, this is, if they were to go to college, we're talking about 24.
So, if you start, what, 30?
55. That was terrible math. Wow.
So, you retire, what, like, what's an ideal age to retire? What, 65, 60?
I would prefer to retire sooner than that personally.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, you got to think about, like, people like all middle age is like 60, 65, 70.
Yeah, my mom and my dad's still working.
Yeah, but like, how many people live up to 80, 90 years old?
Well, my family side live pretty long. Or they do tend to live pretty long.
I don't know, me personally.
Maybe that's an exception, but yeah.
I feel like not many people really make it to 80, like able body 80.
Yeah.
Able-bodied? Yeah, that's no.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, how many people walking around cruising alone when they're 80? So, it's like,
we'll have a better chance of living to that and being able-bodied than our previous generation, though, which is good.
Which, I mean, I hope, but we don't know. That's not set in stone yet. And like,
it's more statistically likely that, because we're, you know, the offspring of the people that, you know, would have lived to that age. But maybe we can live to that age.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Like, well, yeah. I mean, like, my thing is, like, I feel like middle age really is 40.
Yeah.
Late 30s.
Yeah.
That's
40s. That's middle age, yeah.
And once you start hitting your 50s, you're getting old.
That's what I'm like. I don't.
So to say.
My middle age in the perfect world, obviously, I don't think it's going to work like this, but you know, be smart sometimes. But like, middle age, I want to be ending my career.
Ooh. Okay.
Like, I'm not saying like when I'm 40, I'm going to retire.
Oh, okay.
But I want to say like, 40, I'm not working for nobody. I'm doing my thing. I'm working on my time.
Like your own business or something?
Oh, yeah. Like, working, like, have my own business, but, like, not even. I would ideally not be full time in my business, but it'd be more so like.
halfway chilling.
Halfway chilling. About, like, half a more the brain of the operation. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Call me when there's a problem. I'll fix the problem. Like, well, I mean, like Elon Musk right now. He isn't actively working on the rockets for SpaceX or Tesla.
He's pretty active.
No, he's active, but it's like he's not the guy. Like,
he's not the engineer.
It's like he's not the engineer, but then sometimes the engineer gets stuck. He's a brain. He comes in like, oh, he's talking different. Like, boom, 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 fix the issue.
Well, he probably hired somebody to help that person.
Well, I mean, like,
if he needs help with that person.
Yeah. Like,
that's wrong.
He will check in time to time, and he does help, and he's like a huge brain.
Yeah.
But he's not that guy working just for this task.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, now ideally, I would be in a scenario like that, but I don't know. I mean, realistically speaking, probably not. But
yeah.
Ideally.
Okay. That's a good point. Yeah, my career is a little hard to do that, but some of them boys retire early anyway, so that doesn't really matter.
That is true.
we'll figure it out, though. Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. 30s would be a bad time to have a kid for sure. What did I say? What, 27, 28?
Yeah,
28.
4 or 5 years.
28, 29, okay, yeah. I'll stick to that for the most part, yeah.
Also, I feel like it keeps you young, man.
What?
Having kids later in life.
Yes. Yeah, that's fair. See, my bad. Yeah, you wouldn't think he's
you kind of have to be.
Yeah, you got to be. I'm chasing my kid around. Like,
he's 63. My dad's 63. You would not think he's 63. He looks like he's about 50. No lie. 45, 50. No joke.
It's probably because he had to, like, run around. I mean, your pops listens to Drake. He, like,
critiques
albums with you.
We go and see Drake, yeah.
Yeah, is that, oh, you're going to Drake? Yeah, you're going to see the concert with
the
pops.
It's almost like you become more reactive when you're older.
Yeah.
Like, when you have a kid, just, like, for, like, just safety purposes, I have to be able to move quick in case I need to. You're just, like, being lazy all the time. You have to stay moving.
Keeps you young, man.
Yeah. That's a good point. Well, speaking of, like, you know, traveling and stuff like that, what do you think about this, like, new, like, passport bro trend that we've been seeing?
You support it.
You support it?
Support it 100%.
Which thing, Nick?
What are y'all talking about?
Passport Bros. You ever seen that shit?
Nope.
Okay, so it's like, so imagine, like, a guy, like, okay, I'm a great example, honestly. So, somebody doesn't get a lot of interaction, so to say, here in the States, because...
What, action?
Because... What?
All right, go ahead, go.
Anyway, here. anyways.
Get it out, bro!
Yeah. So somebody that, like, basically, they get tired of trying to date here, so then they'll go to, like Colombia, Thailand, Philippines.
Usually.
Where?
Usually third world.
Third world, yeah. That, well, that's an insult, first off. They're not third world.
It's a category.
That's a standard.
I didn't list.
Anyways, I get what you're saying. So they just go, like, place to place, just, like, country to country.
Yeah, and they just, like, you know, they date over there, and they're super successful most of the time, funnily enough, just because... They like, you know, foreign guys for the most part, and their dating standards are a lot different from women here, for sure. Like they don't care about, you know, how much money you spend on the first day, or they don't care about, like, you know, how big the ring is, or, you know, stuff like that. Just for example. I'm just playing devil's advocate for the most part. But
For sure.
I just want to give you an example of me personally. So that'd be something like, you can see me probably doing, honestly.
Yeah.
Go to the Philippines or go to, like, where would you see me going?
I can see you going to the Philippines.
I'll go with you.
I go.
No, like, okay, so, like,
we know what you're going to do.
The biggest, that's cap. I tried to do a trip with Nick B, and he said no to Colombia, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic.
You never said Colombia. I wouldn't go, but you said Colombia.
But, no, so, like, I think the biggest thing I've seen, or, like, the reasons they do it, is because, like, Western women and their, I guess, desire to be dominant and strongly independent, and the push of feminism and female strength and, like, corporate and blah, 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 is not as active on, like, these places where these, they're mainly raised, I'm not saying they're all like this, but, like, the concept in, like, most of these societies over there is your support, your housewife, he provides, you caregive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's like the main desire. So that's what, at least what I've seen. I haven't really seen like, not even like action, like, oh, if you're not getting action in the States, go be here, you get action, not like that, but it's just more so like, it's this type of women you're getting, like,
that's what I meant.
Style wise, like, you're not getting someone that wants to go work or split bills with you. You're getting someone like, what do you mean? You take out the trash. You cut the grass. I cook. I clean.
Yeah, it's just like, different. Like the tides have changed.
Like so like one could say the traditional.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good
family thing. Establishment.
Yeah, that's fair. Like you have a kid, the wife generally like stays home. Or...
Yeah, so like the traditional household, like blah blah blah. Blah. People are a lot of people are going overseas to other countries, and they call them the passport bros. What do you think about that?
I think it's dope. I wish I could do that. I can't.
Yep, too late.
My trips are... I'm going on a cruise in September for bachelor trip. And I'm going to Miami in a couple weeks. But like that's usually the extent of my travels for the most part. Which, so they're dope. I'm still going to do something. But I would also love to go... So like I would love to go to Europe. I think Europe is like so many just like historical places that you just are dope to look at.
Okay, but you're not okay. So that's not really the passport bros.
Sure. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, but for one, I think everyone should go visit a different country. Adds perspective to your life. Go do it. If you haven't, go get some stamps on your passport. But that's not what the passport bro initiative thing or.
Well, they sound like losers.
So you okay? Well, I'm saying like they will go overseas or to another country to find a wife.
Oh, I thought they were just like popping around, just like dating around, just doing different
kinds of stuff. Some of them do. That is a thing still, but they mostly go over there. Instead of ordering them online, they'll go over there and actually test them out.
Like they'll go find a wife.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they were just popping to different countries.
No, so that's
some of them do.
Oh, okay. But when you're talking about the wife part.
The passport bro stuff is like actually like, I'm going over there to find me, not a westernized one.
Yep.
Oh,
like
I mean,
a traditional housewife.
I don't give a shit. Go do whatever you want to do. I don't care. I mean, that's dope. I mean, if that's what they want to do, like, it sounds like a cool idea. If you can, like, if that's like what you want, but I wouldn't do it.
Okay. What do you think? Like, if it's that big of an issue, yeah, go do it. Like, actually, go do it. If you have a big problem, like, and you can't be like, and you're not like that ultra dominant, well, you don't have to be ultra dominant, but you don't find a woman that you feel like fits that like character mold that you're kind of looking for. I feel like that's a big problem in like bigger cities for sure. Mm-hmm. Is like, because a lot of the women you meet there are gonna be like really established. You know, they're gonna be doing their own thing for the most part. But if that's like a problem, you know, for you, if you can't find like a good, you know, if you're searching for that ideal woman and not just somebody, you know, you split bills with and you know, do whatever with, then yeah, if you need to do it, go find one, you know, in another country. If that's really the ideal woman that you want.
Yeah.
Even though they're foreign.
That's a good take. I like that take.
That didn't make any sense. That's okay.
That's like, that's a roller coaster.
I agree.
My brain thinks differently,
so I agree.
Okay, thank you.
I think passport bros are, it's funny, for one.
It's funny.
It's hilarious to me. I support it, not necessarily because, like, oh, go find yourself a traditional household over there. I think it's like, I want everyone to travel. Like, it's different perspective.
Oh.
You get to see things differently. Having a wife that like sees life differently, like when it comes to bringing up kids, it adds so much value, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
This is kind of one I kind of want to like talk about another subject, but it's kind of like sticky, kind of like westernizing, feminist movement, and
oh god,
it's more so. Do you guys think it's more of a political ploy?
Yeah.
Pushing certain things.
Okay.
forcing people to work, making people desire to work, taking pride in. I worked 60 hours this week. No. What did you do?
We can get into that on a whole other episode.
It's a whole other thing. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
That is a good question, though.
We can get into that to another topic.
I feel like that'd be good a topic. Because I feel like we can elaborate on that a lot.
Yeah, we'll save that for next time.
Shout out Passport Bros. Go do it.
Yeah, if you're looking for it, go get it, for sure.
You're probably
whether it be in Vietnam or wherever the hell you're
going. Yep. Well, I guess that wraps it up for this iteration number 3.
Yeah.
We'll regroup and do it again.
Yep.